Welcome to the Mary Janelle Show, formerly known as Curiosity's Apprentice. That's right, I made it happen. A couple of episodes ago, I told you that I was looking to change the name of the show, and voila, here we are. We're now at the Mary Janelle Show. I have so much to tell you about what the remix and rebrand of the show is going to be all about, but I promise you this, we're not going to lose the grassroots flavor of my memoirs and of the down-to-earth relatable stories that I love to tell you. But the show is going to shake up and become a little more, shall we say, polished and broader in content and what I deliver in my creative business mentorship. I'm going to talk here on The Mary Janelle Show about everything from my living creative to making a creative living. That's right, the two mesh together. We've got to be creative, wholehearted individuals that can also learn how to make a creative living, which is where my passion for mentoring creative entrepreneurs comes in. And so the show is going to diversify just a little bit, but don't you worry. I'm going to stay rooted in where I started out, which was all about sharing my personal story and legacy and giving others voices and strength and hope to do the same. In fact, I came across a little clip from my very first episode that I thought I wanted to share with you to just bring us back to my very original intention. So this is me 1 year ago in my very first episode called Story Worth Telling, where I share my heart and intention behind starting Curiosity's Apprentice, now known as The Mary Janelle Show. After years of trying to write my life, I'm simply sharing these stories in audio form. And I can promise you this, memoir cast is going to be out of order and messy at times. But the key for me is, number one, to get it out and to create a collection of memories and reflections, both past and present, that you and I can connect in friendship. And you're going to ask me, Mary Janelle, how can we be friends? This is a one-sided solo podcast. Well, friendship is built on trust, commonalities, moments shared, memories, and authenticity. And I hope all of those qualities are here for you every single episode. And that, I promise, to continue here even as the rebrand remix of Curiosity's Apprentice has become The Mary Janelle Show. This is all part of growth. You know, I noticed in that audio clip where I said that I can promise you that my show would be messy. Well, that promise remains, and I have been thinking about how messy we creatives can really be when we're trying to gain clarity. And you know, I spoke earlier of how 2023 started out for me with the word purpose, and how I've been really digging in to consider my purpose, not just my purpose as a creative individual, but for my whole life, that everything that I say, do, breathe, eat, smell, live, would all be playing into purpose. My eternal purpose and my purpose for here and now. And I like to set my sights on bigger things, on higher perspectives, in order to gain clarity. And clarity is simplifying. And it's where we take the big mess and we begin to sort it out and make it simple. I love to declutter my home. I love to, sort through the pantry and get rid of things. And I've talked to you in episodes past about my huge purgings, where I'll go minimal and where I threw away a whole lot of past memorabilia in order to just feel and sense the clarity again. And the rebrand and remix of this show is a way of me stepping into clarity and purpose in the bigger picture. There's a podcast guru that I listen to on YouTube named Pat Flynn, who often says, not sure if it's original to his quote, but he says, you've got to be a disaster before you become the master. And I like to rephrase that my own way and say, all great masters started as disasters. And that is actually how I feel as I move and shift my business and brand into creative business mentorship. I feel that I'm bringing my own disaster to the table and leading the way for other creatives to learn from my past mistakes and stories and move forward into success, creative success. And that's why I love the little tagline, making a creative living, or make a creative living, because as a curious creative individual, I have lived this curiosity's apprentice path where I've lived creatively. But through living creatively, I've been forced time and time again to reinvent myself and learn and figure out how to make a creative living. And so as I searched for clarity and purpose, I began to have aha moments. These moments where it's like the sun pierced through the clouds and I saw it right there. Okay, this is who I am. This is my DNA. I can't get away from being creative. It's what I live, eat, and breathe. But I can offer my services and mentorship to the world. And I also needed to find a way to clean up and minimize a lot of what I've had going on out there. And so you've heard me mention that I had YouTube vlogs on the go, and I was hoping to start publishing them in 2023, and I had resources, including the journal resource and the hobby resource, and I've had all of these things kind of on the go, even my children's book that I've recently illustrated, which, by the way, I have managed to successfully order my first author copy. Gotta tell you that story, because it wasn't easy. Mike saved the day and gave me, you know, the files that I needed to make the order, but then the website still didn't want to process the order. So long story short, I finally got an author copy ordered, but here I am. I have all of these creative endeavors on the go, and I need to find a way to clean it all up and present it to the world in a simpler way. And so my efforts to do that is to clarify and simplify, and it comes down to this message. Here on the Mary Janelle Show, which will also coordinate with my YouTube channel, so the Mary Janelle Show can and will be in the future found on both platforms, I'm going to offer my stories and memoirs of living creative and how I've managed to make a creative living. And that's where the mentorship component will come in. So thank you so much for being here. You are all the ones listening and downloading these episodes that I've been publishing all year, these first downloads. You are what they call the truest fans, and you are who my gratitude goes out to as I've built and formed the show. Forming this show and coming to this point reminds me a lot of my process of pottery, and I've spoken to you in the past about the season of time, about 7 years of my life, where I was a creative entrepreneur in the field of clay and pottery. And you always have this moment where you take this lump of clay, which is essentially dirt, sticky dirt, and you begin to shape and mold it, but it doesn't look good at first. It's just taking shapes. It's just kind of rough. And the potter begins to form and shape it, and little by little, it takes a more refined appearance. But it takes a lot of patience and pushing through to where the artist can get from what's inside, that vision, that internal hope of what they're imagining, where they can get that to flow through their skills. Whether, you know, and this relates to all creative pursuits, not just pottery and clay, but the artist brings what's on the inside out through whatever form of medium and their skills. And it takes that patience to just whittle away, carve away, sculpt away until the shape becomes clear. And I'd say that over the last year of recording and releasing Curiosity's Apprentice, I was whittling and carving what was in my heart and mind as I was seeking and pursuing clarity. And through looking for the clarity, I had to simplify. I've had to let go of some things. Even the children's book. I might end up getting this author copy in my hand and that's it. Maybe I'll order copies for my friends and family. But, you know, I just feel that I have to like shed some of my pursuits in order to get clearer and more intentional. And I can say that one of the things that I'm not shedding or letting go of is this podcast. It's really clear to me that this needs to remain. It just needs to remix. And so that's my little update for today. Thank you for being here. Next week, I promise to update you on some of what I left off on last week, where I was telling you how I gained 15 pounds over Christmas, and I was going to let you know what I'm doing about it and any of the results and changes that have come from the action I'm taking. I can tell you this right now, as of today, haven't lost a pound, but I'm not discouraged. I actually feel my shape is changing, and that's the point here. Things change, things reshape, things remix, even if it doesn't always seem like it, or even if the scales or the metrics or the numbers don't always show the proof. It's just a patient, intentional, uphill climb. This is a journey, not a race. It's been a delight to share on my memoir cast with you today. Thank you so much for being here. Please consider leaving a review or stars. It's one of the best ways you can show love for the podcast that you love. Find me on maryjanelle.com and on Instagram at maryjanelle. And remember, the podcast show notes have all kinds of links to check out. Until next time, keep being curious.